The Syrian and Lebanese armies continue their offensive against the strongholds of Takfiri militants in the Ghalamun Mountains located on the border between the neighbours. Press TV's correspondent Mariam Saleh in Beirut gives us an update on the latest developments.
With the continuous attacks by foreign militants against the Lebanese army, there is growing fear that the militants are seriously seeking to invade Lebanon. After the ISI al-Nusra Front attacked the Lebanese army early last month, the army began a major cleanup operation, which ended with no clear military results and the kidnapping of tens of soldiers, two of whom have been beheaded. Now, since their defeat in the Qalamun areas, the militants have taken haven in the eastern mountains that separate Lebanon from Syria. Some 5,000 Takfiri militants spread along 80 kilometers wide, rugged areas, of course, as they entered the town of Arsal. Although the events in Lebanon are a clear spillover of the events in Syria, experts believe the presence of these militants differs somewhat to what's happening in Iraq and Syria. It's no secret that Lebanon is also a target. However, those militants in the Syrian Qalamun and Lebanese Bekaa areas are divided, some giving allegiance to the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front and others to the Takfiri group ISIL. The Lebanese army's battles against Takfiris have not ended, as they are still trying to cut off the area of Arsal from the rugged areas. And the Syrian army is also doing its job by targeting militants strongholds on border areas. Although the militants still hold over 20 soldiers hostage and continue their attacks against the Lebanese army and civilians in the area, entering Lebanon has been no walk in the park for the Takfiris. So in order to take control over any part in Lebanon, the militants would have to enter the heart of the Bekaa town of Arsal and should anticipate tougher battles ahead.
Meanwhile, Lebanon's Minister of Social Affairs has told Press TV that his country is no more able to deal with the flow of Syrian refugees.
In Lebanon, we have lack of attention to the issue of refugees. We were expecting the conflict to be temporary, but then it turned out to be years long with thousands of extra people pouring into Lebanon. The Syrian crisis has shown its effects in Lebanon's demography, and problems such as medical care and security began to emerge, as we saw in the case of Arsal. The Lebanese government has no capacities to deal with the issue alone.
It's estimated that over 1.3 million Syrian refugees are currently living in Lebanon. According to the Lebanese minister, Beirut has finally decided to tackle the problem by setting up two camps on its border with Syria. The camps, which have been established in coordination with the United Nations Refugee Agency, will prevent Syrians from entering Lebanon. Rashid Derbas has added that the Syrian army has secured many areas in recent months and that there's no need for Syrians to take shelter in neighboring Lebanon. According to Derbas, those who are now trying to cross into Lebanon are mostly militants.